I've known Liam and Sophie since we all went to primary school. Liam has always been a brilliant footballer. He was scouted when he was 12, and that's when I saw a change in him. His ego just blew up. He was getting free tickets to the match and always talking about it. The thing is, I was pleased for him because he's canny. And it was nice to see that a lad from our school was representing us. But he just switched. Sophie, now she's lovely. Dead sweet. She's really pretty and confident. Some say overly confident. Maybe they're jealous of her. She's such a good dancer. And last year she won a competition. Both are doing well. But I don't know, they just clash. I have seen Sophie tease Liam. In year 8 she picked on him because he was staring at her. But why was he staring at her? That was then. And now, well, boys in general have changed. You've seen adolescence, right? Everyone has. They think that schools are going to stick it on like, there you go, lesson learned, box ticked. But we're the ones actually living it. Every single day. For real. And in that show, it's all about the lad and his family. Poor him. Saw dodgy stuff online. Dad's angry. No money. Didn't mean to kill her, just made a mistake. But the girl he kills, she's invisible. No voice. No story. Nout. I'm worried that's where this is heading. Boys get to be angry, confused, lonely. But when girls are angry or lonely, we're dramatic, bossy, attention-seeking, overly confident. We're the ones walking home with keys between our fingers, sitting in class with lads ranking us on lists, shouting, get back in the kitchen. You laughing? Aye, because you've said it too. Makes you look cool. One of the lads. I'd had enough when I heard that Sophie was Liam's number one target on this list. So I told a teacher, and I don't know what's going to happen next. But I just don't want this to go too far.